share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A Twitter post has been getting lots of attention after a netizen posted a conversation their daughter was having with her father about the reopening of schools on the 20th of January. In the conversation, which some may refer to as a rant, the 13-year-old student said that she predicts a school cluster will happen if schools were to reopen and calls it a recipe for disaster. This is a prediction because when this happens, I wanna be here to say I knew it, I told you so, she said. Based on her experience, she reasons that most students don't follow standard operating procedures, SOP, such as sitting at their classmates' desk during recess. I bet there's going to be a school cluster, and it's gonna be a large one. The girl continues to explain the risk involved in reopening schools and describes how serious it can get if just one student with COVID-19 enters a school. If a single student with COVID-19 enters a school, the entire school is already at risk, she said. The student could easily pass the virus to their fellow classmates and maybe even some friends outside their class, or maybe even a teacher. Then the teacher and the other students could pass the virus on to other teachers and students, the cycle keeps on going and going. Everything will spontaneously combust. The girl then lists the reasons why she does not want to go back to physical classes, with the first reason being that she prefers online learning. Secondly, she says that reopening schools would put a bunch of people at risk. Imagine if one of the students has an old person living at home. And imagine if one of the students passes on the virus to their parents. And then their parents pass the virus to their colleagues. Like, what? Netizens chimed in their agreement with the 13-year-old, with many praising her for her proficiency in the English language. The kid makes sense. As of now, I don't see any partitions at sitting tables to be out up. No assurance from relevant authorities of keeping SOP in place. I would let my kid sit out first. Let it settle, then resume schooling. If the kid fully understands the consequence of not following SOPs, then others should know it too. By the way, may I ask, how did you teach your daughter English? I need to improve mine. Here's the original post. My 12 years old and her rant about opening of schools in Malaysia. pic.twitter.com/zigfukerler. Tired and sack at Malaysia at TULUNSOKIT, January 4, 2021. What do you think about this? Should schools reopen while the country records four-digit increases in COVID-19 cases every day, or should they remain close? Let us know what you think in the comments below. Also read, 5 gyms in Klang Valley that recorded COVID-19 cases recently. Source, at Tulon So Kit Source, at Tulon So Kit Source, at TULONSOKIT. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.